Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a quarter of a cent, July wheat down a penny and a quarter, July beans up 3.5 cents. Export inspections were just terrible on the wheat. 35,000 old crop, 48 new for a combined 83,000 metric tons. Corn was light at 695. Beans pretty much as expected. Old crop, 354 and 278 for new crop. Well, the trade's going to be watching the reports today, obviously, at 11 o'clock. I think the two biggest numbers to watch are the new crop corn carryout and the new crop bean carryout. The range on the bean carryout for new crop is a huge range. It's anywhere from 336 to 715. My guess is we'll probably be close to in the middle. The average guess is 549. Any real Chinese demand out here, I think any low number is going to be questioned. I would say that in general, that if we get a knee-jerk reaction to the upside on this report, particularly on beans, it's a selling opportunity, most likely for the corn too. I think one of the things that's keeping a damper on this market is the overwhelmingly lack of information coming about NAFTA and the Chinese trade issues. So until we get those things sorted out, I think it's kind of a Damocles sword hanging over these markets. And on a report day like today, I think the pros will be looking to sell a rally rather than buy a break. The weather around the country remains pretty good. Are we going to lose some corn acres up north? It's possible, but I still think we're going to get most of that corn in the ground. Maybe we shift 1 million acres out, but I think the government was too low in their original estimate. So I think the 88 number is a good number to work with for the time being. CONAB came out pretty much as expected. Large bean numbers, new crop, or the second corn crop, going to be a little bit lower than people would think. So, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag out there. But again, we'll be watching the reports. Before the reports, would I be buying some corn puts just to have something on in case the weather remains good and these reports aren't friendly? I certainly would. Certainly, I'd have bean puts on. Hopefully, you guys have heeded some of the recommendations we made to make some new crop cash sales on these rallies, and we're very content with where we stand for the time being. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.